But then there was a guy who said, Vincent, this shaman is so special, you need to be here. Stay here, celebrate your birthday, because this is out of this world. He said he really performed miracles. They called this shaman, and actually I have to say Taita, because in Colombia they call the shamans Taita. And this particular Taita was called with a nickname, the right hand of God. I'm an enthusiastic person. I love to say yes to new things. So that's what I did. But then when you say yes, you have a commitment and you have to keep your word. Then I started calling friends like, hey, I have a shaman here. Do you want to join? And another friend, hey, I have a special shaman here. Do you want to join? I was calling and calling, and everyone said no, 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 no. There was only one guy who said yes. This night, we had a private ceremony with the guy from Australia and me. We had low expectations, and Vincent was very excited to give this to us, where we were guiding my father. And in the end, we have done more ceremonies, and the first ceremony where Vincent and I were guiding my father, and the very last ceremony, we were guiding the mother of Vincent. We were like, what the was happening this night? What did he perform? Out of this world, what we saw in every way, what we experienced, like, this is so special. In Colombia, Taita was, oh, Maria is so special. I can give her a little kiss, right? I can kiss her, right? And Vincent thought it was just joking. And actually the reason why I'm sharing it is because this, I'm not the only one. Back then I thought I'm the only one, but because I know there are more people who experience similar things, men and women, that's why I think, yeah, maybe it is good that I speak out about this. Because you would never expect this.
Welcome to the House of Oneness podcast, where we dig deep into the world of plant medicine to help you in your spiritual and personal growth. Our host of this podcast has traveled the world to learn from different shamans, maestros, and other spiritual leaders. She has many years of experience with plant medicine ceremonies. Here is your host, Maria Joanna.
Welcome to this podcast, and in this podcast I'm gonna take you on a journey where I had a failure. In life we all have success and we all have failure, and yeah, it's very cliche, but it's all about how you deal with it. In this case, I was working with a shaman from Colombia. He was standing already in front of my door, and I had zero participants for this retreat. And I like to start how this retreat came into existence. So a good friend of mine, Vincent, who unfortunately passed away, he was traveling in South America. And I told him before he left, I said, Vincent, if you see a shaman that is very special, invite him to come to the Netherlands and we will organize a retreat to let the people have an amazing and a unique experience that is different from what they ever had experienced before. He was traveling, he went from Peru to Brazil, and then suddenly he was in Colombia. He was in Colombia and he was there around his birthday. And on his birthday, there was a ceremony with a special shaman. But he is a person who doesn't want to have his birthday celebrated. He wanted to go in isolation, so nobody would notice that it's his birthday. But then there was a guy who said, Vincent, this shaman is so special, you need to be here. Stay here, celebrate your birthday, because this is out of this world. He thought, okay. And this shaman worked with mushrooms. He thought, okay, mushrooms. I've done that even with my mother in the park in the Netherlands, because it's so easy accessible in the Netherlands. And yeah, what can be so special about this shaman who's working with magic mushrooms? But the words were so intense that he got that he thought, okay, if he says this is so special, I'm gonna stay. That night on his birthday party, he stayed, and it was like a few hours, I think it was 2 hours from Medellin somewhere in Colombia, a lot of participants, and there this shaman was performing a ceremony, and he said, he really performed miracles. They call this shaman, and actually I have to say Taita, because in Colombia they call the shamans Taita. And this particular Taita was called with a nickname, the right hand of God, because he was performing miracles, and that's why they called him the right hand of God. That night, everyone got healing one-on-one. Only the people who needed the healing most were the first one who received their healing one-on-one from the shaman, this Taita, and who were needing the healing at the least were at the last participants who received the healing. And Vincent was the only one that the Taita said, you don't need the healing at all, you're okay already. And after the ceremony, Vincent heard such a beautiful stories. People got very intense experiences, immediately transformations, and it was in physical health, emotional health, in many, many ways. And I would like to share more about that during this podcast, because even in the end, my father experienced these ceremonies. But first, the introduction, then the failure, and then there comes the success. Okay, so after the ceremony where he heard all kind of miracles, he was traveling further and he wanted to travel to Medellin in Colombia by himself. And the coincidence was that the shaman, the Taita, was also in the same bus, and they had a bus ride for 2 hours together. On this 2-hour bus ride, Vincent asked this Taita, well, where have you been? Where have you been performing your ceremonies? And the Taita answered, yeah, in this place and that place and that place and here and there. And Vincent said, but you never went outside your country. And the Taita answered, no, I've never been out of my country. And then Vincent thought, Maria Joanna asked me, if you meet a special shaman, let's organize retreats in the Netherlands to give a very special and unique experience for the people in the Netherlands and abroad. So he asked the Taita, what would you think about going to the Netherlands and do ceremonies there? And Taita was, of course, well, of course, no problem, let's do it. Vincent called me, he spoke about this shaman, and I immediately said yes, that's for sure. I immediately said yes. But if I haven't had an experience with something, how can I bring this over to the people? How can I sell this retreat? That was the problem. But I immediately said yes. And if I say yes, I have to keep my word. And the only thing I heard was, a shaman with mushrooms and some other things that I never heard of, some other medicines like mambe, ambil. I think most people don't know these medicines. It's typically a tradition from Colombia. Then also tobacco, but in a different way than you know from Peru, different than Brazil, but they smoke it and they read it. Yeah, it's also very unique. And I'm an enthusiastic person. I love to say yes to new things. So that's what I did. But then when you say yes, you have a commitment and you have to keep your word. And the date was coming closer and I thought, I cannot, how can I tell this to the people? How can I promote this on social media? And I was just nervous doing nothing and being more nervous and more nervous. And then the date was so close and I said to Vincent, I haven't done anything. I did nothing. And the tickets were already booked. They were flying to the Netherlands. And then there came the point that they were in front of my house. At that time, because I planned to work, I thought, okay, let's just do an ayahuasca retreat. So I had a 3-day ayahuasca retreat at my house at that time. And suddenly, in the middle of this retreat, there was Vincent with Taita. And I felt so guilty because I gave a word and I didn't take any action, like zero. I felt ashamed and I felt guilt. It's very low vibration, I know, but that's what I felt. So I did not feel good. And then Vincent is, he passed away, always so kind, so sweet, so loving. So he was like, hey, sweetheart, hugging. And I said, oh. And he said, this is Taita Lionel, the shaman. And I said, oh, I feel so bad that I don't have participants. I didn't do anything. And he said, it's okay. Hey, Maria, I love you. Hey, sweetheart, I love you. You know that that's really how he was. Always telling that he loved me and everything is okay. And also the Taita said, it doesn't matter, but I do believe that we came together for a reason and that God is organizing this. So even when there's nothing now, I am here in your house and it is for a reason. Then they shared this beautiful medicines with me. There's the mambe and ambil. I'm always confused which is what, but ambil is made from tobacco and mambe is made from actually leaves of a cocaine plant, but it's green and there's other substance in it. They are adding it and it's very healthy. And you don't need to sleep. And it's also very good, like a very good diet. But you use it, of course, for the spirit. Also the tobacco. The tobacco you can use in different forms. So you have the hapé, you have the tobacco purse to drink it. You can smoke it. You can smoke it in different ways. And in this case, the tobacco is a pasta. And the way they use this in Colombia is they sit in a circle and they share these medicines to have an open discussion without judgment. And these plant medicines, they go around in the circle. They use it when there's, for example, a conflict or they have a problem. And then they go sit in a circle. First you take the ambil and you take this with a pinky when you're a starter, but when you are a high Taita, you can use this finger or this finger, but when you're a starter, you do it with your pinky finger. You put some tobacco and you put it into your mouth. And the tobacco is opening up your consciousness, your higher mind. This is how Vincent called it, your higher mind. And yeah, it's all opening up portals in your system. And then you get saliva in your mouth, so water. Then you put the powder inside, and that's from the coca leaves. It's the mambe, it's a green stuff. You put it in your mouth and you put it like a hamster here or on the other side or both sides and you let it be there. And then you have a gentle effect of being in touch with your heart and with your truth and with your creativity and your higher consciousness, your higher mind. So when you have a problem, you will solve this in a gentle conversation with no ego. So maybe you think coca leaves, it will be ego. No, this is the coca leaves. They open up the communication. So you can be shy to speak from your heart, but together with the tobacco, just the ambil and the mambe, you communicate with more creativity, with love and respect. And this is how you can solve problems. And it's a very old tradition, and they did that with me. And from the first moment I did this tradition, I loved it straight away. Tobacco is really a favorite spirit of mine, the grandfather spirit. And then, so I did the ritual, and I immediately also became emotional because of my shame and guilt. I said, oh, you're in front of my door and you're so sweet. And now I haven't kept my word. And you know what? After this retreat, and I was giving a 3-day retreat with ayahuasca, very intense, my house was full with people. I said, but then I give you my words. I want to experience your ceremony because only when I have experienced something, then I can give it forward. How can I promote a retreat if I don't know what it is? That's what I learned from this. So I felt really like a failure. I felt so ashamed and full of guilt. And then I said, okay, Sunday we do the ceremony in my garden. We have all the space. You can stay over, whatever you want. We're gonna do that. And I remember very well, because it's on video, that I put this on my Instagram, that I was sitting in front of my mirror in my beautiful villa in Vinkeveen, in my bedroom. And I said, hey guys, you're not gonna believe it. I just finished my 3-day ayahuasca retreat, but now I'm gonna join a retreat myself from a different type of medicine. And it's the mushrooms, but it's the mushrooms, it's called Los Niños Santos. That means in English, the three holy children, because the spirit of this Los Niños Santos, they are represented by three children. So it's a very playful energy, but with a lot of wisdom. And it's combined also with a Mambane Ambil ceremony before we start. It's combined with a Hapé, it's the Rapé, as we say it in Europe. And yeah, it's very special. But then I said, I don't know what it is. I have no clue what I want to heal, what I want to work on, but I'm just going to step into it. And I keep you posted about the ceremony. Then I started calling friends like, hey, I have a shaman here. Do you want to join? And another friend, hey, I have a special shaman here. Do you want to join? I was calling and calling and everyone said, no, 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 no. There was only one guy who said yes. This was a guy from Australia. And he was joining this 3-day ayahuasca retreat. So he was a participant of my retreat. And accidentally, he booked the wrong flight back home. And he had no hotel. And he said, well, I can join this retreat and I will stay another night because I accidentally booked the wrong flight. And I also shared that on my Instagram. We were like, without expectations, we stepped into the ceremony. And very soon we saw like, wow, this is something special. Because as I said, this Taita is the right hand of God. And why is that? It is because he can really influence the reality. What he did in this ceremony, what we could see, and it's not because we were tripping on these mushrooms, all the clouds were like closed. And he said, let me open the clouds. And he was just concentrating and singing and doing something and boom, the clouds opened. And later on, even my father joined the ceremony and he saw it with his own eyes. He could make an eagle or a feather. He could just change the clouds. And that's just an example from the miracles that he's performing, where I will share more about this Taita. This night, we had a private ceremony with the guy from Australia and me. We had low expectations and Vincent was very excited to give this to us. And we were just tranquilo, quiet, peaceful. And it took a while before the medicine was working. First, of course, we did the Ambil and Mambé ceremony to connect with each other, to speak out what is on our hearts, to say what we want to work on in the ceremony. And yes, mainly for connection and speaking out. Then we did a Hapé to open up some portals, to get in touch with our soul, with our heart. And then we ate the mushrooms. I think he gave the mushrooms, yeah, with honey, very sweet. And a full spoon and another spoon. And then the medicine was working. And that by itself was already like nice. But what is so special about the ceremony is the performance, what the Taita is doing. So the one-on-one healing. First, he was healing the guy and then me, as far as I remember. And when I was looking at the healing, I was just with my mouth open. And because of the mushrooms, I was in a higher consciousness. So I could look deeper. I could see like what is this Taita doing? What is this shaman doing? I understand it, but not fully. But I do understand that this is crazy what he does. He's really operating in a space where he gives healing that I haven't seen anything like that before. And when you get this when you get this one-on-one healing, what you first do is you sit on a mattress And then you sit in front of a fire. And this is a holy fire. He makes his fire holy. And he has also holy attributes. So for example, he has one thing. He has a stick. Yeah, this is a lip gloss, but he has a stick. And it's called a baston. And he puts the baston underneath the ground. And he puts all these prayers over the baston. And that is charging. So this instrument is very powerful to work with in his ceremonies, and he has different instruments. He was also taking these medicines through the borders. They have to take the medicine and all the equipment through the borders. And Vincent was traveling together with Taita. He was a bit nervous because it's also, yeah, in some countries it's legal, in some countries it's illegal, the magic mushrooms. And first, when they got to the customs, they also want to check all the equipment. And then Taita was like, no way. Like, so I don't know what he said exactly, but don't touch my stuff, because it's a holy instrument. Nobody's allowed to touch it, like only me. And with his energy, he had like a lot of power over the customs. And Vince was like, wow, okay. And it was even a bigger adventure, not only going through customs, because they went from different countries to come to the Netherlands, and then they were suddenly in Paris. What happened in Paris is that they lost all the equipment and they lost all the medicines. Vincent was like, oh gosh, now we have the ceremonies. Then, of course, he didn't know how many yet, but they had all this stuff with them. And they lost the baggage. And Taita was, don't worry, we'll be fine. Vincent like, but how? I mean, Paris is so big. Don't worry, we'll be fine. And he put a letter on the door of the Airbnb so the taxi would come over there. Something like, I don't know exactly the details. But they went for a lunch and a coffee and they went back and the baggage was exactly in front of the door. So Vincent was also impressed by this Taita, like, wow. He's not only performing miracles in ceremony, but also outside ceremony. But then going to the future, going to the moment that we had this ceremony, the one-on-one healing is you go checking in with this holy fire, and you do that for at least 5 minutes in my memory. You take it in, and you stare at the fire. You make a connection with the fire. And then Taita comes. So you are sitting on the bed, on a mattress. You charge yourself with this holy fire. And then Taita comes. He puts one hand like this on your head, on the top of your head, if you're listening and not seeing the podcast on YouTube. And boom. You're going to lay down slowly. And you're on the other side. You're not in this reality anymore. In one switch, you are there, I would say, where you go when you die, when you leave your body. Then I saw this happening towards that guy, and I was like, with my mouth open, wow. And then Taita works with the baston, the instrument. He's playing the instrument, the harmonica. And he has other things that he does. So he puts the hand on his hand on top of your head. You lay down, you go to the other side, to another reality, and then he starts to work. He works with a baston, he works with tobacco, and what he does, he takes out all of the negative energy. And also he works with eggs. And this is a tradition in other that a lot of shamans from Colombia do. They use an egg and they put it over your body, and they transform the negative energy into the egg. And then what they do, they open the egg and they put it into a glass with water, and then you see that the yellow stuff in the egg is damaged because the negative energy is taken out of your body and got into that egg. That's one thing, but more shamans do that. The other things that Taita Lionel does was like so, so special. And I was just only Oh, with my mouth open, watching it. And then it was my turn. I was so excited. I thought, I want to experience this. I want to receive this healing. I don't know why or what exactly, but I just want to experience this. Then, oh, now I see it in front of me like it was a beautiful summer evening in July or end of June it was. And on the in this beautiful villa on the lake in Vinkeveen, it was very quiet, and then I was sitting on this bed in front of the fire, staring at the fire, taking it in. I felt the warmth of the fire, and then the moment came that he put his hand on my head, and I loved it because, boom, I was on the other side, in the other reality. I loved it, and I loved the music that he made, everything. And he puts also the tobacco. He puts it upside down in his mouth, and then he's taking out the negative energy on your hands, your feet, and your forehead and your belly. Those places is what he's using, where he's using the tobacco. And then at the end, he's taking the baston on your belly, and then he's like, he's just charging, taking all the negative energy into your belly, and then he takes it out, and then you feel a shift. And I remember that after this transformation, I cried like crazy. And there was also, in my experience, there was a spirit helping me, supporting me through all the whole journey. And yeah, I cried so much, and it was like very impressive. And then after this healing, so that guy from Australia and me, we were like, what the was happening this night? What did he perform? Out of this world, what we saw in every way, what we experienced, like, this is so special. And I made, together with this guy from Australia, I made a few stories on Instagram, and I don't even have that big following. But I said, I have 4 dates, and that's going to be the ceremonies. Who wants? Come and join. And then, yeah, we had a very short time because, yeah, it was not even really planned. I think it was really next week. I really think so. And they were all fully booked just by these Instagram stories. I was totally surprised. Another miracle. And but this is also how it works with plant medicines. You are guided. It's not something you come up with from your head. It's the spirits are in your system, and that's why it's working. It's guided from the inner world and not first from the outer world. So then we had 4 ceremonies, and Taita works like crazy. He started in the evening and he went on until the next morning, 8, 9, sometimes 10 a.m. He was just working and working and working. There were so many people who needed healing, and it was for him amazing to do. And the first participant in this ceremony was my own father. I had this experience, and the first person I called was my father. I said, Dad, and he also did ayahuasca before. He's not a spiritual guy. He's a farmer, very grounded, down to earth. I said, I have a shaman here. You have to join. He can help you to quit smoking and also to quit taking your medications. And he immediately said yes. So I was so super excited that my father would join his ceremony. And I thought, okay, that's also already a good sign. And then I put it out there in the world, and it was fully booked. The most special one for me was the one where we were guiding my father. And in the end, we have done more ceremonies. And the first ceremony, where Vincent and I were guiding my father. And the very last ceremony, we were guiding the mother of Vincent. And for us, was also super cool to experience this. And yeah, the group that my father joined was the first group. And also in this ceremony, he started with the people who needed healing the most, and he ended with the people who needed the least. And guess what? My father was the last person who received the healing. But first, the first person, I think it took 2.5 hours. A private healing, so much work. And I was already worrying, like, oh, maybe the other participant thinks, like, what is this? And why is he working so long with this participant? because this was also the first time for me to see this, to organize this retreat. But it was so, so special. And there were also some people joining, like friends and from my own team. Yeah, it was amazing. And so I go fast forward from this ceremony till the end, when my father was left and he did not receive a personal healing, and he was the only one who did not receive it. And I said, Dad, like, go and also ask him to help you to quit smoking. And this is another tradition. This is also something they do in Peru, and it's a tobacco purge. But I think mostly it comes from Colombia. A tobacco purge is you cook tobacco and then you drink it, and it's very, very, very heavy. And then after you drank the tobacco, which is maybe a shot, a little bit more, I guess, but not a full glass. You drink that, this heavy, heavy stuff, and then you drink low warm water, more and more until you cannot stop, and then even more. So you drink until you cannot drink anymore, but then you drink more and then you're gonna vomit. And this has such a strong spirit. It is as if this tobacco spirit goes through your whole body. And you got so sick. My father became green and yellow. He was sweating. Then he was vomiting. He had to go to the toilet. And then the result is, until today, he quit smoking. And when he did ayahuasca, the ayahuasca was already guiding, quit smoking. And he was smoking cigars at that time, like, quit smoking. But my father did not listen. That's another story in another podcast, by the way. And now he healed it. And this is 4 years ago, I guess. And he said also, I don't want to quit smoking. I said, yeah, but now you're here. He said, I will do it for your mother and for my grandchildren and for you. But also the other thing, he had a medication for high blood pressure. He's also not using it anymore until today. And yeah, for me, this is just so amazing that with the natural healing traditions that are so, so old, you can heal these kind of things, but also, of course, trauma, emotional pain, grief, loss, trauma from family lines, whatever it is. So it's emotional, it's physical and mental, and yeah, it's like so, so special. So because this was such a huge success, and now I'm really hesitating if I'm going to share a negative part of this story. But I guess I will finish it completely, because this is a huge success story, but it comes not a failure, but just something negative. After this huge success, Vincent and I decided to organize more ceremonies. And then it was, so these ceremonies were in July. And then we said, let's do it again in November. And we did 8 ceremonies. We were so excited. I was so excited. Everyone was excited. Also, everyone who was helping. But and everything was fully booked. 8 ceremonies. And on the second day, yeah, and I also think, like, oh, it's so negative. But yeah, this is also something. We are all human. And in Colombia, Taita was, oh, Maria is so special. I can give her a little kiss, right? I can kiss her, right? And Vincent thought it was just joking. And this Taita is a very old man, smaller than me. Yeah, I'm for a Dutch girl, I'm really small, 165. Not worldwide small, but in the Netherlands, I'm small. And he's, yeah, I don't know, they're like, I don't know how old he is, but a lot older than me. He's the shaman. I have a lot of respect for his work, but I would never think in this case of kissing or anything like that. But on the second day, my house was full of participants. And before we started the ceremonies, and I was, of course, like, having only amazing words about him. And when I welcomed all the people, I was the host and I was talking and giving introduction, and I was so enthusiastic. But right before I had to be the host for the ceremony, we were behind the scenes. He gave me a hug and he kissed me on my mouth. And I was like, huh? And then he came again, like with his tongue, kissing me. And I was so shocked. And it was so fast. And then I had to be the host for this whole retreat and be very enthusiastic. But I was so confused. So I did it. But my full presence and my full awareness, and it was not there. So it was, again, not authentic. And for me, that's very, very important. Otherwise, I cannot do it. And that's also where I'm heading to. So we had planned to do 8 ceremonies, but this was the second day. And I just said, hello, welcome, everyone. This is Taita Lionel. And I just left. I couldn't do it. I left in the car and I remember that I cried and I couldn't believe it. And I thought, oh, so stupid that I'm crying. Oh my God, this, it's just a kiss. I'm crying and judging myself. But I thought, no, this is not normal. And I was so confused. But on the other retreats, I had all the time to be the host. I had to be very enthusiastic. Everyone was, oh my God, he's amazing. And yes, his work is amazing. And actually the reason why I'm sharing it is because I'm not the only one. Back then I thought I'm the only one, but because I know there are more people who experience similar things, men and women, that's why I think, yeah, maybe it is good that I speak out about this. Because you would never expect this. And yeah, 8 ceremonies were planned. Everything was, yeah, kind of a success, only I couldn't join. I was there only to say hello to everyone because they booked through me. It was in my own house. But I left my house. I was staying over in Amsterdam and very confused. And also I wasn't really myself. I remember because they also didn't keep their words. I always said like, and this time, check out, because then the cleaning lady comes and I want everything to be clean, and then the next ceremony comes and I had to wash all the laundry. It was like all the towels from 20 people, all the sheets from 20 people, and I was arranging that, like, okay, go taking the sheets off, going to the laundry, cleaning lady comes, yeah, this is also a whole thing, and the food, the catering, they come to pick up their dishes, and yeah, I wanted to do that, and they were all the time not on time, and I gave them a little bit more space, but then there came a point that I was like so annoyed by all the things that happened, and there was no time to talk about it, and I was emotional about it and confused about it, that I remember there were still participants in my house, and I was like, guys, just leave my house now, or something like that. And people were like, whoa, because this doesn't happen quick with me. But if it's really like someone goes over my boundaries, or I'm not expressing myself for a long time, mainly that, and I keep it for myself, then boom, it comes out. And that was happening. And they didn't fully listen, but that's another thing. It's just that sometimes you have failure in life, but you can turn this around to a success. And here I got a moment of confusion. And also this is a different theme, of course, because I felt in a way like a victim of something I didn't want, and that was inappropriate. And then I'm the one who's ashamed. I didn't want to speak out. This is the first time I'm sharing this story. It's a few years ago. And also now Vincent is not there anymore, but the last words I spoke with Vincent before he passed away, it was 2 days before he passed away, and he was in Colombia. He said, I'm going to Brazil, I'm going to do a visum run. And we had a long conversation, at least 1 hour, and I said, hey, Vincent, about Taita, what happened back then, I forgive him. Like in Dutch we say, we put sand over it, so it's like it's gone. And I said, let's just leave it, it's the past, it's fine. And then he also said, oh, but can we work again? Can we do retreats again? And we were speaking about that, and that was also the last voice message that I had. But then, he passed away, and I had a Zoom call with Taita to talk, because he also received my forgiveness, of course. But then he, yeah, it was again a negative experience, but he has been performing different ceremonies in the Netherlands and always had a double feeling with it, because yes, his work is really amazing, but yeah, this is also something that happens, and I know we are all human and this can happen in every work, but in this case, yeah, I was, yeah, it was a very strange experience for me. Still, when I look back to the ceremonies, when I look back to work with the shaman, to work with a team, to work with Vincent, and also the last ceremony that we had, the healing of the mother of Vincent, which was very special to me because I also know his mother. It's very, very beautiful. I'm very, very grateful. And I also learned that in order to make something a success, it has to come from within, from your heart. It has to be authentic. And you cannot, okay, not for everyone. In my path, I cannot make something a success when it's unknown, when I don't live through it, when I don't know where I'm talking about, and when it comes only from my head, or it's only money driven, for example, that's for me not working. So the things that I do is inspired from my inner world. It's from my heart. It always has to do with healing, with growth. It's about, yeah, other people. It's about humanity. It's about the spiritual awakening. And I love to contribute in that. And I'm also grateful for this lesson of having a failure, but in the end, it's a success. And also having a negative experience and then feeling like I can only do what is authentic. So in order to be successful in your life, you have to be authentic. Use your talents, use your passion. And I believe then things flow and go by itself. You can learn about different plant medicine spirits and also how to combine them, why to combine them, because sometimes people think you cannot combine plant medicine. If you're doing microdosing, whatever medicine you're microdosing, I would recommend not to drink alcohol. I discovered that I love to combine the ceremonial cacao together with the drops. We call it mama cacao. I found out when I put the drops with the ayahuasca and the cacao, so the mama cacao drops, into my ceremonial cacao, they make each other stronger. So my heart is more open, I feel more happy, I feel more light, my head is just in silence, and I can feel better. She loves to combine it with a truffle. That's her favorite thing. She says, okay, the cacao is a female spirit, and then the truffle is a masculine spirit, and the combination to be grounded, to get things done, to be more creative, to have concentration, and then the love from cacao. It's for her very favorite. She's doing this already for a long time, and she doesn't stop. It's her thing. If you think about Choco Bliss is a combination from one, ceremonial cacao, two, also psilocybin, and three, also the ayahuasca plants.
Thanks for listening. Check out our website, houseofoneness.com, for more information about plant medicine, microdosing, and ceremonies. Or find Maria Joanna at Instagram. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, keep following that inner voice.